Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakillahu khairan as always to Ma'allima Zakira, and thank you for joining me, Zunaida Musa Wadiwala, on the Goodreads program on Radio Islam International. As always, we commence with a recommended Ramadan read. We will then be discussing a seerah book and end with the Zunspiration slot to leave you inspired. Stay listening today as we announce the winner of our Instagram competition. And the first book that we have on review is titled A Temporary Gift, Reflections on Love, Loss and Healing by the author Asma Hussein. This book was published in 2015 by the author under Rukeya's Bookshelf in Toronto, Canada. And this book is actually the accumulation of the tragic experiences undergone by the author. And as suggested by the title itself, her reflections on those experiences are noted down. The book opens with an introduction, and we learn that Asma Hussein was born and currently resides in Canada. She is a graduate with a master's degree in social work, and on a trip to Egypt in 2010, she was introduced to her future husband. This was the so-called Samusa Run, and she was married in December of that same year. She writes in a style that, well, we can actually feel and we can share in her joy and in her happiness at her marriage. Her husband, Amr, a pharmacist by profession, moved from Egypt to Canada. And after the baby was born, the couple decided to visit his parents in Egypt so that they could meet their granddaughter, Rukeya. This was in the year 2013. Which many of us will still clearly remember, was when, in a coup d'etat, the Egyptian military removed President Mohamed Morsi. In fact, I still remember reeling in shock at the news which followed about the massacre in Rabah Square. And in this book, Asma tells us how, just a few moments, just after speaking to her husband, he said to her that he was on his way home, he was going to buy diapers for their baby, and he was leaving from a protest in Alexandria. And just moments after speaking to him, Amr was tragically shot and killed or martyred in a sniper attack. This then sets the tone for the rest of the book, which are the author's reflections. Each chapter that follows has a heading which summarizes the essence of her path in that journey, and her thoughts and feelings are captured in a diary-like style, each entry being dated or headed. Now, I was actually very attracted to her book because of her honesty in conveying her feelings. She bears her soul, so to say, and I commend her for her braveness in this regard. Her struggle is documented in a manner that her daughter Rukeya will treasure one day. In fact, her book is dedicated to Amr's parents, firstly as a means of comfort to them, and secondly as a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never allow the deeds of his servants to go to waste. The book is also dedicated to her daughter with the purpose of enlightening her regarding love and endurance. And so beautifully, the book is dedicated to Amr himself for a number of beneficial reasons. Prime amongst them is that someone, somewhere, will make a dua for him. And I take this as a reminder that when we are making dua, then inshallah we should also include all the marhumin. Throughout the book, the author holds fast to deen. She relies on Quran and ahadith. She also quotes from Islamic scholars. And ultimately, we see that it is the strength of her iman that carries her in this plight. It supports and lights her way forward towards healing. Her journey definitely hasn't been easy. She describes her pain as alienating. She shares with us that she has learned that patience comes only with great struggle and difficulty. But she also shares how to deal with this. And I quote where she says, "Just as Yusuf alayhi salam was lifted out of the well, just as Yunus alayhi salam was saved from the belly of the whale, and just as Ayyub alayhi salam was cured of disease and blessed with a loving family, and just as Maryam alayhi salam was relieved of her pain and honored, so too shall your heart be lifted, enlightened, cured, and relieved." unquote. I think that this book would appeal to everyone. Sharing her memories, recalling how wonderful her relationship with her husband was, and what a gift her marriage was, it really is a sad and emotional read, but one worthy of sharing. And this is because of her strong trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And this definitely makes it a spiritually uplifting read. Asma also shares that she took to social media during her grieving, and thus the story reached many parts of the world. Asma is currently on Instagram as at Rukeya's Bookshelf. She regularly shares posts about her role as a mother and a writer. We break for an ad and come back with the Seerah slot. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Radio Islam International with me, Zunaida. And on our Seerah slot for today, we have a beautiful book on review. The title is Biographies of the Women Companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, The Role of Sahabiyat for Today's Women. The book has three authors, Maulana Saeed Ansari Nadvi, Maulana Abdul Salam Nadvi, and Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi. The book was translated from Urdu into English by Qazi Muhammad Saeed. It was first published in 1980, and the second edition available today in most Islamic bookstores was published in 2003 by Darul Ishaat, Urdu Bazaar, Karachi. Now, I am so grateful and so honored to be a Muslima from the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah. We have such a rich legacy in the Azwaj al-Mutahharat and the other Sahabiyat, radiallahu anhun. Their examples for us will stand the test of time and apply to any culture and any language. It is only up to us to take these lessons and to practice upon them, which means that it is our own responsibility to educate ourselves in this regard. Who are these glorious women? How much do we know about them? How can they affect our everyday lives? How can we emulate them if we don't know who they are? How will their legacy benefit us if we take others as role models? Very important, who would we like to be identified with? And who would we like to be amongst for our reckoning? So this is a really beautiful book, alhamdulillah. It outlines the biographies of the most important women in Islam, the flag bearers, wives, mothers and daughters, who no generation of women thereafter can ever compete with. A lengthy book, comprising of 297 pages, the foreword talks about the religious, political, literary and other active exploits of the women companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They truly excelled in all these fields and so much more. Today, when all eyes are focused on us, Muslim women, we need to dispel the myths and stereotypical portraits of us as being uneducated and oppressed. Because that is far, far from the truth. Because in reality, women are more free and more respected in Islam than in any other religion. If only, my dear sisters, we could read to learn, if only we could understand. And there's recently been a lot of discussion about women wanting to know whether they can attend the masajid for salah or to attend the Eid salah. And I just think, you know, ask ourselves, have we actually studied the lives of these women? Their dressing, their conduct, their morals. These are important teachings for us. Hijab, with its proper conditions, is a fard upon every Muslim woman. And this is a book, which is a Tarikh al-Nisa, a path for women which is very important and very, very relevant for today. If we are to truly live exemplary lives, if our true intention in all that we do is only to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Of course, there are many changes in our time, but there should never be, or there can never actually be any change in our values. So, my dear sisters, let us emulate, let us educate ourselves so that when you educate yourself, you can truly live a life of value and benefit. And that you can carry yourself and your values into the akhirah, which is what we are ultimately preparing for. Now, this book has two parts. Part one has three subdivisions. The first is a biography of the holy wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their names, pedigree, marriage, accomplishments, children, etc. are all discussed in detail. The second subdivision covers the same biographic details of the daughters of the holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third subdivision discusses these details of the sahabiyat radiallahu anhun. Part two of the book discusses the ways of their sacred lives. You will learn so much. Unfortunately, I can only give a few salient points, like their strong acceptance of Islam with all its commands, how they upheld important aspects like salah, zakah, and how skilled they were with regards to tajweed and recitation of the Quran Kareem. Aspects like their dignity, self-respect, sacrifice, cheerfulness, endurance are all covered. Scenes of their social lives, how they don the veil and the hijab, and the other day-to-day dealings are also explained. Of course, I need not point out the excellence of these women, but I would like to conclude by quoting the author as follows. The women companions, radiallahu anhun, had earned their exalted position in society due to Islam, their high character and amicable social relations. Muslim women, even today, can rise to high positions of respect in society if they follow the great lives of the women companions, radiallahu anhu. And that brings us to the Zunspiration slot. And on our slot for today, I would like to remind you to take care of yourself and your emotional well-being. And a tip for you is to bear in mind that a deed which is known to bring tranquility to your mind and to amass rewards is verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. This then brings us to the exciting part of today's program, which is announcing the winner of our Instagram competition. I would like to say thank you to all of you who entered. It was actually very difficult to choose a winner because there were so many wonderful responses, and I enjoyed reading all of them. But we can only have one winner, and our winner for today is S. Nasira Sayed. And she commented that she would like to own the book because she would want to know what it is that will ensure that she lives her life as a woman in a way that will please her Creator. So, mashallah, and congratulations to you, Sister Nasira Sayed. Please DM me, and once I have your details, inshallah, we can ensure that your copy of the book, You Can Be the Happiest Woman in the World, can be sent to you. The book, Biographies of the Women Companion, is available in most Islamic bookstores, and the book, A Temporary Gift, is available for purchase for the amount of 200 rand from Iqra Agencies. Iqra Agencies are situated at shop number 5, Lodium Plaza. Call them on 012-374-2987 or visit their website, iqra.co.za. Sadly, the month of Ramadan has passed too quickly. May we leave it spiritually stronger than when we actually entered it. I request that we remember our Muslim sisters from around the world in our du'as. Our hearts bleed when we hear about the suffering that our Muslim sisters are enduring. Sisters suffering in China, where it has been asserted that they've been detained, made to eat pork and drink alcohol. We remember the women of Rwanda, Bosnia, Kashmir, the Ogaden region, the Central African Republic, Yemen, Syria, just to name a few countries, where these women who are victims when rape is used as a weapon of war. May Allah grant us all the hidayat. May Allah ease the plight of our sisters around the world. Thank you so much for joining me. I wish you all of the best. Ma'as-salam.